Welcome to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend, he's Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering the Big D Season 1, Episodes 7 and 8. Now, Chris, where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, we can only start with one person in Episode 7, and that is Fakor, or Fucker, or whatever you want to call him. One of the strangest people I've seen on a reality TV show for a long time. I don't get at all what he's about. And I know from nowhere, obviously, Joe, you know, he was with Dee Dee. She'd gone. But then this thing with Joe, and it sort of set it up as if like they were madly in love. But yet he was treating Joe badly in the last episode. And I don't think he got any better in this one, Dave. What an absolute bellend this man is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I'd say that to his face. He's a big lad, isn't he?
But he's too emotional, Dave. He'd only be crying if he was trying to chase after us anyway, so we're all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Dee Dee literally just left, and then he's acting all weird with Joe, as if, like, you know, he's on Love Island, and they've been a couple and paired up for since day one. I just found that really fucking weird, but it did make me laugh, Chris, because they'd obviously agreed to cook dinner or something, and then Joe just fucks off to speak to Amber to give her the "I've got your back" speech, and then, you know, he's just sat there stewing, and then of course, like, we can see him stewing, and Joe's not seeing any of this. And then Ben walks in, and she's like, "Oh, can you do this? And can you do that?" And she's directing people around the kitchen and what to do. And meanwhile, he's just got the Homer Simpson fist. He's just getting more and more wound up. Yeah. Again, Chris, I've got the devil and the angel. The angel's like, "Oh, no, he's terrible. He shouldn't really be here. You know, he should go off and do something else. He's clearly not well, and you know, go and work on himself." The devil is like, "This is fucking great. He's gonna go. What's it gonna be? He's gonna fucking erupt at some point." And then, sure enough, you know, starts coming out with the bullshit things. He suddenly, Chris, he says about Ben. He says, "You know, I know nothing had happened because he's 5 foot nothing or something." I'm like, he fucking looks as tall as you, to be fair.
He's 5 foot wide as well, Dave. That's the problem.
My money would be on Thakor, to be fair. But and then, yeah, they're kind of having a go at each other. It's all getting a bit heated and everything. But, yeah, Chris, I thought it was another great episode.
Yeah, I did. And I do think I was Team Joe all the way through this day. I don't like Thakor at all. He's absolute bellend. He's threw a few barbs. I mean, even at bloody Blair, he was like, "I'm going to punch him." Then next minute, you've been my best friend. And then he's just, when he gets in that state where he's obviously got alcohol in him, there's no reckoning with him. And he's always remorseful. And he calls himself, "I'm always jealous. I'm always..." Nothing had happened at this point. Obviously, we find out later through the episode that maybe some of his suspicions have been, you know, were true. But the problem was when Joe just did the whole 180 when Erin Fakoid had a go and she stormed off. And I love the way that when they storm off, they've got to then go and speak, like they're in Love Island, go and speak to the girls or the guys to get like that holding court thing, don't they? You know, like telling like their side of the story. And I do think at that point, Joe was in the right completely. I don't think she'd done anything wrong. He was calling her out as if they were in some fucking 20-year relationship and she was flirting excessively. She'd done nothing wrong, but her whole 180 was classic Love Island. "I need to stay in here. I've been booted off by my partner. I need to find someone else." You know, very Casa Amor. And the next minute, yeah, Ben is just the first person. She's so much fun. "Ah, Ben, yeah, I've always..." And tells the girls, Casey and Angelique, "I've always been interested in Ben." And I'm like, what? Absolute bullshit. But great TV again.
Oh, it was brilliant. I was loving it. Ben, you know, seems like a nice boy. You know, well, it's a bloke, isn't he? But I don't know. I can only assume he doesn't touch alcohol. So he looks younger than he obviously is. But yeah, the fucking 180 from Joe. To be honest, before that moment, I was kind of Team Joe. I was like, Thakor's being a complete dick. And it definitely wasn't Team Thakur, by the way, at any point. But, you know, when Joe clearly did the 118, everyone can see it. She's pulling Ben to the side. She's like, oh, I'm going to go over here now because I'm so nervous with this conversation. I'm like, oh, fuck off. So I just thought it was hilarious, that whole interaction. But Chris, I thought it got even better when the eliminations came, and then they were all supposed to pair up as couples, weren't they? You know, and pair up in your couple, and then, you know, you'll say who you think should be voted off and everything. And the net starts to close on Joe, and she starts getting called out for the whole 180 with Ben. And, you know, Chris, this is great. You know, are you there for the right reasons? You know, or are you there for the fame? You're all fucking there for the wrong reasons, you bunch of bastards. But this is the great thing they do on these TV shows, isn't it? But Chris, it's when Thakur suddenly becomes Dr. fucking Phil. Yeah. And he's like, hey, Joe, it's okay. It's okay. I forgive you. I love you, Joe. I'm like, what? What is this act? You've just been a massive knob because you had a couple of shandies. And then, I don't know. How do you explain that, Chris? What was he doing there? I mean, I feel like it was some kind of gaslighting. You know, I'd said in our last episode that it was weird how the girls were saying, like, you know, how charming he is and stuff. And we just mostly see him being a massive knob. And everything else is like being a fake nice guy, you know. So, but that act at the end, hey, Joe, you know, as if she's got something to apologize for, but Thakur is such a fucking hero. He's going to forgive Joe for what she's done. I was just bonkers, but Chris, great episode.
It was a good episode. It reminded me of, Dave, I can't believe I'm so getting so bad with names. What's the fucking gaslighter from Maths Australia? Remember the fucking, you know,
which one? Bryce, maybe?
No, not Bryce. The last series. Remember him and his missus are just completely always say, oh, we're going to get that together. It's fine. You know, what's he called? Fucking Stead.
I can see
where people are shouting at the podcast.
But they were both as bad as each other, weren't they? Harrison.
Yes, Harrison. Oh, fucking hell. Because you're right, Thakur was like dead calm, Dave. And then what happened to me, it made me laugh even more. He turned into the fucking relationship Yoda and starts telling everyone else like he's some hero who's been on this journey. And like from the start, he's been someone they've come for advice. And I'm like, you're fucking deluded, pal. He absolutely deluded. But it's just like, what are you talking about? Like Joe had done nothing wrong. I do think it was quite interesting because when the girls called Joe out, she was not telling the truth about what she said to them about Ben at all. She completely backtracked. And I think it felt then like it was all to do with coercive control with Thakur. You know, the way he reacts and that. She then started backpedaling, thinking, oh, fuck, I'm going to get a two-hour grilling now. Why did I say I like Ben when I told you I didn't and wasn't flirting with him? For me, it was as if off camera she was thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be a conversation I do not need. However, it was great the way it unraveled. And like I say, fucking Professor Hulk at the end there. I don't know where that came from, but fucking brilliant. Hulk. Yeah. Put his glasses on and he's now clever, Dave. You know what I mean?
Oh, that is brilliant. So,
brilliant.
I mean, but we get rid of a couple of Ellens, Chris, from episode 7. And then we get into episode 8. And I have to say, you know, the interactions between Dean and what's the other chap's name?
Oh, Devon.
Devon. Yeah, we said there was a beef there that was a bit weird and that's not going to be the last thing that we see of it. Well, they win the fucking sexy painting challenge, don't they? Old Devon and Amber, Dean and Amber and Devon and Alexis. And then Dean just goes into massive 100 mile an hour, massive knobhead, and just is relentlessly peppering Devon. And I just couldn't get it. But then I have to say, Chris, you know, we've talked about it, you know, and we've covered Love Island and stuff like that. When you kind of experience that toxic couple and you're just like, you know what, I don't fucking need you in my life, you know, because you're as bad as each other. Because if you dare to call out the bloke for being a knob, well, then the other half starts fucking weighing in then. And it, Amber, just, I did not like the way she backed up Dean and everything he said when they were on the boat. And actually, I've got something slightly controversial to say after that. But what do you think of that whole boat escapade?
It's weird, isn't it? Because, you know, I know Facco called him, he called him a bloody pimp, which I thought was wrong anyway, but the first time he saw him. And I don't think he is like that. But I think he's shown very little respect for a lot of the women at times, Dave, in my eyes. And I think he's treating it, it's a TV show, and I think he's treating it as, is he playing a character? Is he going to be that bad? Yeah. I don't think Amber's a nice person either. I think she's definitely on it for the clicks and the follows, without a doubt. But him and Devon just do not get on. I mean, Devon said, Annie, like, you know, my family know about, like, he's just got a short fuse on him and everything like that. But I do like the fact that he just calls him out. But what was even better, Dave, he sort of did a facor on Dean, because he's like, just bring it down. You know, like, whatever it is. Like, because when you do that in any sort of situation like that, when someone wants to make you, you know, make you react, it's very hard to go back at him. And he's like, just calm down. Even if he's annoying you, you sort of like, oh, you bastard, I can't really go back here. And he just diffused it, didn't he? But he wasn't having it. Devon,
I don't think he did diffuse it, because Dean was still fucking piping hot, wasn't he? But I love Chris, right? When it, after, you know, in the eliminations and stuff, Dean's like, well, I was just joking when I said I'm never wrong.
Yeah.
Doing the old, it was a joke. You know, it was not a fucking joke. But
it wasn't a joke.
What I was going to say, which was the controversial bit. So in the pool, which is when this started to kick off again, I don't know if I half agreed with Dean or semi is a half.
Mine looks like a semi, but anyway, go on.
So I think what the sentiment of what Dean was getting at, I think he had a bit of a point, but he just fucking put it horribly. What had basically happened? So Devon and Alexis, right? There seems to be this narrative that, like, he's got a short fuse and he's got a temper. Chris, when I see them together going at it, not going at it that way, but, you know, just arguing, yeah, it seems like 50-50 to me. But Devon is the one who has to apologize. And when he's doing the apology, it's like he's accepting that he was wrong. I don't see the same coming from Alexis.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what Dean was trying to get at. But the way he's like, hey, all you women, right? Why is it that the man always has to fucking apologize? And I was like, oh, mate, you are fucked. You just fucking charged in there. You are going to lose this big time. I mean, again, Amber seemed to defend him, though. She was saying that, you know, why is it when Dean just speaks his mind that everyone jumps down his throat? It's like, yeah, but it's what he says when he opens his fucking mouth.
I was going to say, it's usually what comes out of it why everyone jumps on him.
Yeah. It's like the old fucking, you know, it's free speech, isn't it? Well, that's a fucking right and privilege. That doesn't mean you can just say whatever fucking offensive shit that you decide to utter, you know? So, yeah, I did think it was funny, but I thought, it might be a bit controversial, that. But in the monks of all the shit that he was saying, I did think I could kind of see what he was getting at there.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, obviously, we'll talk about the end, but yeah, I think ultimately the right decision was made when he got voted off next time. But I will say, Dave, David and Angelique. So, you know, she came in, he was absolutely infatuated. He've obviously had a bit of, you know, how's your father, shall we say. You know, they've definitely been doing bits. But what gets me is when he tells Casey he wants a committed relationship. Hello, the show's called the big D, the pretense is you're trying to find fucking everlasting love after a breakdown in your marriage, and your ex-partner could potentially help you. Have you not read the memo? And that's where, for me, Angelique, then I was thinking, you're fake. I'm not saying whether David's too intense or whatever, because there was a few tete-a-tetes there. He's not completely innocent. But I did think, in the context of the show, you fucking knew what you were signing up for. You're looking for a relationship. If you're not doing it, then by even saying that to Casey, I was like, there's no way these two are going to last.
Yeah, I mean, that was a confusing one, wasn't it? I mean, I do love the phrase, Chris, as mad as a box of frogs. I'm not one to say that Angelique falls into that category, but I was sort of thinking, fucking hell, you know, you just run danger, Will Robinson. Because in that conversation they were having, I didn't see a great deal wrong with what David was saying. He was kind of saying, you know, I'm really into you and stuff. Now, if he'd have said, actually, you know what, this is a fucking great holiday romance, isn't it? You know, should we go in the bedroom and bang for a bit more? You know, he was probably going to be wrong in saying that as well. I was like, well, what does he say? And that probably the answer is nothing. Don't say anything. Because it'll be wrong. But she just completely fucking flipped it then, didn't she? It's like he wanted to settle down and remarry and stuff. And it was like, I think you just, I don't know, the way she took it was just a bit weird, I thought. And because, like you say, it's a short season anyway. I know we're only seeing the edited stuff, but I can't imagine this was filmed over 6 months, you know? So it's like, just treat it what it is. It's a fucking holiday romance. And you know, you'll get a few Instagram followers from it.
I tell you what, though, Dave. I tell you, we won't be getting Instagram followers. Good old Brooks, like the ghost from Christmas Past.
Jesus Christ.
What, you know, I called him out in day one that he was the one, he was gaslighting Casey. And as soon as, you know, they're not together, they're not a couple or anything. And she tried to big him up, mainly because she probably thought, fuck me, please get me someone else, you leave me alone. And from the fucking grave that is the Big D ex fucking contestants, he's now texting Casey. And that's interesting. They've allowed them to off the phones, Dave, I will say, for the show. It's interesting that, because they don't usually allow, like, outside world. But he's like, just gaslighting her, like, as if, like, you're talking about who she's with, who she likes. It's like, it's on a fucking show. You're not even married, you bellends. And for me, he has got so many red flags. As much as I've called Casey out a little bit over the period of our podcast, she don't deserve that. He's a fucking idiot, Dave. And why they're even entertaining that, I do not know.
Because there are a bunch of See You Next Tuesdays, Chris, and it's great drama. I mean, that was like the preview for the next episodes, wasn't it? So I felt really bad, actually, when I watched that bit. I thought it was quite horrible, because you've seen most of the way through, Casey's been this outgoing, bubbly character, and then you just see her absolutely shrink, you know, almost at the mention of Brooks. She becomes less than herself, and it was not great to watch, to be honest. And he's just been a massive bellend. It's not like, you know, we were on a break. They're fucking divorced, Chris. They're divorced. Yeah. That is the end of it. And I did say, when Brooks went out, I felt Casey made a mistake in saying, you know, let's go to therapy and whatever, because the door was fucking slammed in his face. He was finally going to get the message. And then she's like, just creaking the door open a bit more again. So he becomes fucking lawyered, doesn't he? So you're saying there's a chance? No, Brooks, fuck off. And, you know, it was kind of half funny, you know, to see this character that just won't get the message and, like, close the door. You're literally divorced, mate. But it's really quite toxic, isn't it? And like I say, you could see that the emotional impact it had on Casey. So I'm really interested to see where that goes now.
I know, and I know I've seen, like, some people, you know, some of the people who in our Facebook chat and everything, like, who watched the series, like, oh, I didn't really like it. Sam, to be fair, Dave, got into episode 2, 3. Sam's like, I'm not watching it. You know, it's absolute nonsense, this. But I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed the fact that it's short, segmented episodes. I know we're only doing two. We're doing two episodes per show. But they are, I've said it every time we've recorded, I think they're just perfect a reality show like this, and it's just all together as one. Like, I'm currently watching, I know you haven't watched it yet, but I'm watching that My Mum, Your Dad, and we're on episode 4 tonight, and it's been a really good watch, but it's very much, nobody seems to be in it for the Instagram stuff. The actual parents seem like deer in headlights, like they've never been on TV, Dave. And honestly, it's quite heartwarming watching it because there's no prize at the end of it other than love, Dave. There is a prize of love potentially. But no, but it's true. It's like you're watching it. And I know it's a show that's been thinking. It's not something you're going to get loads of drama. They're bringing people in and that to compete. But I think at the moment, everyone's just too nice. So it does feel sometimes like you're watching a bit of a counselling session with everyone and how they're coming out of the shells. So completely from reality show, whereas this nonsense is, I would definitely at least start watching the next series of this just to see if it lives up to it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. And you know what I've enjoyed probably most about it, Chris? 10 fucking episodes.
Are you going to say that?
It's well, not Dave. This Love Island bollocks. I am never, Chris, to my dying day, I am never going to let you forget the fact that we watched 30-odd fucking episodes of Winter Love Island before something happened.
I thought you were going to say we went from the UK Love Island to the Australian Love Island, maths, and then the fucking Winter Love Island. And there was many a times I thought, I'm sure Dave's fucking blocked me. I can't, he's not answering any calls. But you are correct, my good friend. This smaller show is right. I mean, we say that, Dave, but we have got maths around the corner. But let's... we'll tackle that when it starts, but we're not doing daily anyway, 100%. We can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I say, this was just a nice little filler, little palate cleanser, Chris. We've got 2 episodes left. I do want to see where this goes. None of them are going to stay together, or at least I don't think they should. But definitely interested to see where this one goes. And roll on Mass next week.
Let's do it. Oh, Dave, as well, I have stuff to talk about maths off camera, shall we say, off podcast, because I don't want to ruin it for anyone who's not seen any of the previews, but I have a little bit of tea for you, my friend, and I'd rather discuss it with you first before we both get cancelled, okay?
Actually, I do need to ask you, because I got a text message from you. So another radio station has wanted to speak to our official reality TV correspondent.
Expert. If you don't mind, I got offered today, Dev. I thought there may have been some silver across my palm, or our palm, sorry, as I'm representing the podcast. You do get, obviously, a finder's fee. And it was like, we would like you to be a regular reality TV binge watch expert for our audience. And I was like, oh, fantastic stuff, Dave, as usual. Totally unprepared. 5 minutes before, got it all together, Dave.
You know what I love about this? Because you're like, your ego is adequately stroked. You're loving it. And I'm just like, but it fucking says binge watching. So at some point, they are going to ring the bat phone and they're going to say, what do you think about British Bake Off or something? Or something
I've
that
been
you've
there.
Not been watching.
I've been there.
You are going to be sweating, watching things at double speed to try and fucking get through and have an opinion about these shows. Right.
Now listen
I
to
fucking
listen.
Love it.
No, listen to me. I got asked to go on one of these shows and on the BBC, and they said to me, I said, can you just ask what we're talking about? And just general question. It was like, I don't know, it was Love Island. I think it might have been maths last year. And then literally an hour before, I just got, oh, sorry, the host actually... off sick. This happened twice to me now, actually, Dave, because I've got loads of these, as you know. Anyway, the host off sick on one of them. And we're talking about maths or Love Island. And then they played a segment, as you've just said, Dave, the Great British Bake Off. And you know how many episodes of that I watched, Dave, across BBC and Channel 4? Absolutely none. So I am absolutely furiously Googling. And they asked me who's going to win. And I just started talking about fucking Matt Lucas and Paul Hollywood, the fucking presenters. Oh, great people. When they go in on the contestants, I've not really got a favorite contestant, completely being a fucking Tory politician. Then there was another one where I got asked to talk about Love Island. I went on and I got grilled for 20 minutes, Dave, like I was on Sky News about the impacts on young children and reality TV. Nothing to do with what I was asked to do, Dave. And I completely winged it, my friend. It was poetry emotion. And I just kept thinking, That bastard, if he's listening to this, he's going to be fucking crying because he knows that my arse is twitching here because I have absolutely not got a clue what to say next. But there you go.
I'm pretty sure you told that story last week, but
I may have done.
I was talking about the guy who was on the BBC for the wrong job.
He was a legend, anyway, Dave. What a guy. What a guy.
Good stories worth telling multiple 15 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Sam reminds you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Anyway, if you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. Obviously, if you want to hire the reality TV specialist over here, please contact me privately. If you want to follow us on social media at cdrealitycast, as always, Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. Please come and join us, guys. Big thanks to Charlene, as always, for moderating the page. And that chat is brilliant. Everyone's in the private chat there on there. So if you want to get on, talk about the show, non-spoiler stuff, on the main page, but in the chat, it's anything goes. And everyone has a good talk about the different shows and suggestions and stuff, even stuff we're not even covering. So it is really, really entertaining. If you want to support us, guys, get over to patreon.com/CDRealityCast. So the roll call of honor for today is Danielle, Caroline, Kim, Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Kristen, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Lauren, Lucky Lulu Green, and Kenga Starson. So thank you so much, guys, for all your support. Unbelievable support. Thank you.
That is great, mate. So I am off to watch episode 9 because I want to see where this all goes and where it ends. But yeah, we'll speak again at the weekend. Maybe have a little bit of a sneaky peek. I know the casting is out, isn't it, already? It's been out a while for maths, and maybe we'll have a little peek at that as well. But thank you very much, sir. Have a great weekend. I'll speak to you next time.
Bye.